Well, very exciting, because this coming weekend, this coming Sunday, sees the return of Stapleford Village Day. It takes place at Stapleford Granary. A whole raft of events. It's much easier if I get the CEO of Stapleford Granary to tell you all about it rather than me. So I'm joined on the line by Kate Romano. Kate, very good morning to you.
And good morning to you too. Thanks for having us on.
No, a pleasure. Stapleford Village Day went down very well last year, I hear. What have you got planned for this year?
Oh, yeah. It was a fantastic day last year. It's got a very special place in my heart this day, because last year was the first time we ever did one of these days. And of course, we were still in the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't completely locked down at that point, but there was still social distancing, there were still restrictions. And we desperately wanted to do something outdoors in a safe environment that just gave people the chance to come back together again and do all the things we'd missed, which was experiencing live music and theatre and eating lovely food and looking at craft stores and just basically just doing all the normal stuff again and enjoying it so much. And we had about 800 people here just sort of clicking everyone in and out, you know, to keep it all safe. And we enjoyed it so much. We thought, well, we've just got to do it all again this year. But we're bigger and better this year, even bigger and even better. Because we had to introduce a few changes but keep all the good stuff as well.
It's crazy, isn't it? As you say, that actually one really good thing to come out of the pandemic in that way.
Yeah, it was a different way of working for us. We've got this beautiful tent that covers the courtyard now, which enables us to do outdoor events very successfully and very safely. So that was the real catalyst for change for us. And just knowing that we could manage a day like this with a lot of people on the site, just sort of throwing open these beautiful grounds and facilities to the local community, it was an absolute game changer for us. And we loved it. And we know that the community loved it too. They just said to us, more things like this.
All
so
right.
That's what we're doing.
Fabulous. So what have you got coming up on Sunday then?
Well, we've got live music all day. That's a mixture of local musicians, really great local musicians. And then we've got a headline band this year, Global Folk Collective Mishra, who are playing at 2 o'clock, which is going to be fantastic. We've got the Craft Village again. That's artists. Stalls, we've got pottery, painting, bookbinding, basket weaving, floristry, all sorts of activities and things to have a go at as well. So it's not just an opportunity to buy beautiful things and support local artists, but you can have a go at some of them as well. We've got the wonderful food vans that we had last year. That's Boho Kitchen. We've got Fired Up Pizza and Ocean Tree Fish and Chips, brilliant pop-up food. With the bars open, we've got ice cream and cakes. We've got children's activities, craft things, and we've got a junior bake-off this year. Very excited about that. Yeah, and that's going to be adjudicated by Ian Cumming, the BBC Bake Off finalist. I think it was 2015. So something for everybody, I hope.
My goodness, that having him around, though, that sets the bar really high, doesn't it? Because I saw he made a cake of the mathematical bridge, and he'd made it sort of partly out of matchmakers and everything. And you think, how do you even think of that? But he's really going to be, and he's a lovely guy, so that's going to be amazing, isn't it?
Lovely, yeah. And would you eat it? That's the thing as well, having created something like that. Well, the theme for our bake-off is the arts. So we want for ages 5 to 12 year olds, and we want them to create bakes inspired by the arts, which is quite a big theme. It could be literature or painting or music or dance or theatre, anything really.
Fantastic. And how do people enter for that? Do they do it through the website or how do they need to let you know they're coming?
Yeah, so just for the bake-off, so the whole day is free to enter and you can just turn up on the day. You don't need to book. But for the bake-off, if you just have a look on the website and all the details are on there, or give us a ring or just drop us an email and we'll tell you how to do it.
And you've got something concerning a Spitfire going on as well.
Yes, this year we're really excited to bring an exclusive historical story to our village day. This is a little-known story of the Stapleford Spitfire. It was back in the 1930s in the Second World War, a racing driver called AFP Fane was flying a Spitfire outside the granary and it came down. It crashed in the field just outside where we are. And so we've been working with colleagues to bring this story into the village day, and we'll be showing one of the 1935 racing cars that Fane drove, also the restored T tail fin of a Spitfire AA810 and a Merlin engine from a Spitfire as well. So there's a little bit of exclusive history there as well as part of the day.
Oh, wow. I can hear a certain range of ears pricking up at that one. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have that. We can't wait.
Fantastic. Okay, so when's this running from and to?
So the whole day, it starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Sunday, the 17th of July.
All right. And just as you say there, you mentioned your website. If people want to find out more, just give us that website details again.
It's www.stapelfordgranary.org.uk.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, Kay, I mean, you're obviously very busy in this in these final few days of the run-up. It must be absolutely hectic down there, but organised pandemonium, I'm thinking.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, we love it. There's a lot of adrenaline going on. And the site is looking beautiful. It's going to be a great day. Can't wait for it.
All right, well, fingers crossed on the weather. That's Stapelford Village Day. It takes place this coming Sunday, 11 till 4 at Stapelford Granary. Kate Romano, good luck with it all. Thanks for putting it on, because it's great that people take the trouble to organise these things. And good luck on Sunday.
Thanks so much. Lovely to talk to you.